The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And welcome to John Stadmiller's show here. Obviously, I'm not John, although I aspire to be. John is a little bit delayed getting into the studio, and so I'm going to take the microphone here for a few minutes until John is able to join us. And catching up on something we were covering on my own show previously, apparently the SpaceX first stage did land successfully on the drone trip in the Atlantic. So this was just A-OK, a perfect mission. The communication satellite is on its way to a geosynchronous orbit. And this is the first time in history a reusable rocket has launched into space, been recovered, and reused again. And I know devotees of the space shuttle were saying, well, that's what they were doing back then. Well, not exactly. It wasn't as reusable as they all thought. And when they tried to reuse those SRBs is what led to the Challenger disaster. So way to go, SpaceX. I'm very, very excited. I remember fondly the space race of the 1960s and how good we all felt to be Americans, to see America in the forefront of space exploration. Now, obviously, we're not the forefront anymore. SpaceX is doing amazing stuff, but there's a lot of competition up there right now, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I'm fully in agreement with Donald Trump's policy for NASA, where he is trimming off all this nonsense about Earth monitoring to support the claims of the human-caused global warming nonsense. And he's retasking NASA to go back out and explore our solar system. And I'm fully in agreement with that, not because I'm all hot and bothered about seeing our flag all over the solar system, but I am very curious about certain things like whether there actually is indigenous life in those methane pools on Titan or in the water under the ice on Europa. But mostly, I'm old enough to remember that the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that were a time of incredible prosperity for America, was all forged in the Apollo 11 race to the moon. And you look around, it's hard to see something that didn't come out of the Apollo program. Integrated circuits, this watch, my little Raspberry Pi computer, Velcro, things like that. We take them for granted today. They didn't exist before the space race. And the space race, the race to the moon, brought them all into being and brought with them new products, new industries, new jobs. And so I would love to see Donald Trump turn NASA back into being a civilian technology incubator, because solving the problems of going back to the moon or going to Mars or exploring the outer solar system is going to require solving problems. And those solutions become the foundation for solutions to problems here on Earth. Again, new products, new industries, new jobs. Now, our very unwise leadership over the last couple of decades have foolishly allowed the manufacturing of these Apollo technologies to leak to other countries. It was part of the New World Order. We don't need to manufacture here. We'll send it to Taiwan and China and Japan. And so those countries now have the manufacturing jobs created by these new technologies. And they're not going to be foolish enough to let them come back to the United States of America. They're going to be fighting Donald Trump on repatriation of technology jobs tooth and nail. And so our best solution is to leapfrog ahead, to leap over what everybody else is already doing and do something new. SpaceX is obviously going to be a part of that. And there's even something else that's out there. We all remember the age of supersonic passenger jet travel in the Concorde, and then, of course, it all went away when the Concorde crashed. And it looks like it may be coming back here again, because there is a new venture which has been funded that is going to build a supersonic passenger jetliner that can go between New York and London in just 3 hours. And they're even going to have a private version of it for executives with lots and lots and lots and lots of money. But it's a company called Boom Aerospace, and they have gotten their funding to build their first testing prototype, and they're doing it in parallel with some of these other established companies like Scaled Composites, and even SpaceX is getting a piece of this. And this is a good example of leapfrogging ahead of the rest of the world. And yes, France and England jointly had the Concorde, but the Concorde is no more. But the U.S. could take the lead in bringing supersonic passenger travel back to the world, and that would be a blessing for American companies making these aircraft, for the specially trained personnel to maintain and operate these aircraft. It can't not be a good thing, and we need to start thinking about that. What's the next big technology breakthrough? Photonics? Maybe. Photonics would solve a lot of problems we have with our current limitations on silicon-based computing technology. We've reached the point where we can't scale these any smaller because the radio impulses from neighboring data lines are causing interference. There's a huge heat and cooling issue with some of these machines, and they are still pushing forward on silicon, but we're up against the law of diminishing returns. Photonics opens up a whole new universe using light instead of electricity. You're not going to have the heat problems. You're not going to have radio frequency interference. Now, obviously, the companies invested in silicon technology don't want that to happen. And there was a funny story happened, I think about 12 years ago, where IBM actually hired a computer engineer to develop a photon-based computing demonstrator, and all it was tasked to do was store two numbers, add them together, store the result. And it turned out that IBM funded this project to prove that photonics was still unreachably far away, therefore they're going to stay with their silicon technology. And the computer engineer kind of fooled them on that, because he succeeded in building a very, very simple device. And one of the most brilliant things he did was he used fiber optics as a memory, just reels of fiber optics. None of this separate address line or anything going on, but these reels of fiber optics, and he had these chains of optical pulses just spinning around them, and he was able to create an optical adder. And now it's obviously not going to be useful for anything, but it demonstrated that, yes, it's possible, it's within reach. So that might be one way that we want to go. We know that with Al Gore's human-caused global warming, there has been a selling and exploitation of alternative forms of energy that have not worked out very well. But maybe with a new civilian technology incubator, some of those problems could be solved. Everyone likes to talk about solar energy and solar cells. They're still woefully inefficient. There have been some breakthroughs, but it would be nice to get to close to 80 or 90% efficiency. There's a young student who's actually worked out a very clever way for large-scale, inexpensive desalinization. We start bringing that up, and then all of these concerns over fresh water and wars for fresh water, like we have in Israel and Lebanon, that's going to go away. There is a bright future out there if we have the political will to go find it. Unfortunately, too much of the establishment likes things just the way they are. They like the current products they're selling. They want us to stay with the oil economy. They want us to stay with the things that they're making money on now. They don't want anything new to come around and upset it. Despite all the talk about progressivism that we hear from government and corporations, the reality is they kind of stand in the way of progress many times because they see progress as taking away their market share and giving it to somebody who's come up with something new. And very often the something new will be attacked as an economic threat. It's the nature of the political beast. But anyway, I am just absolutely delighted that SpaceX was able to deal with this, get it up there, get it to work. And it's now working consistently. And that's going to open up another area for economic endeavor because right now, countries that have satellites but do not have their own launch capacity are going to other countries to get their satellites launched. Now they're going to come here. And that will be a big revenue stream. And obviously that's a big part of what Elon Musk was designing when he came up with SpaceX. I do admire his sense of vision. I think he's a good example of somebody where they're doing it the right way. And yes, there's no question he's rich, but he did it the right way. He makes things people want to buy, like the Tesla. And then he takes his wealth and he puts it into endeavors that actually are going to help our nation, our economy, like SpaceX. Now, some of his stuff is really blue sky. He's talking about starting a company that will work toward developing an actual interface between the human mind and computers. I think he may be biting off more than he can chew for a very simple reason. All of our brains are different. There's no standard bus or organization. As we learn things, they get stuffed into corners. And where we remember what the color red looks like may not be where somebody else stores that information on what the color red looks like. And I think by virtue of that, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult to come up with any kind of a meaningful interface other than sending images and music back and forth. Now, if you're like me, you're a big fan of William Gibson's science fiction books, Neuromancer, Burning Chrome, where it talks about a world where everybody plugs into the computers directly and interfaces with them. And it's a good read, and it's a very entertaining book. I don't think it's ever actually going to be possible because of the fact that all of our brains are unique. We're not, even if you took a legion of clones, the instant they went out to the world and went their separate ways, their brains would start organizing different ways because of their different life experiences. So I think that is an insurmountable obstacle. But hey, if he wants to try, that would be a good thing to do. Alrighty, so getting on back to some of the more serious things. As you know, there's this huge hue and cry going on over the Russia allegations. And we're seeing the partisanship rear its head. Over on the Senate side, the heads of their Senate Intelligence Committee are approaching the question of Russia's meddling in the U.S. election from the point of view of assuming that it is true, and I dare you to prove that we are wrong. Now, complicating that position is the destruction of CrowdStrike's credibility. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, CrowdStrike was this private consulting company that was employed by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to manage their computers. And it is this company that said, we think the Russians hacked into the DNC emails, even though other indications were that it was an internal leak. And CrowdStrike based this conclusion that Russia had hacked the DNC emails in theory, on the basis of technology they had used to find out that Russia had hacked the Ukrainian military shortly before. Well, that story has fallen apart. Computer security experts have looked at CrowdStrike's word and said it work, and it's junk. It's nonsense. They made all kinds of mistakes, all kinds of assumptions that were baseless. And CrowdStrike has now pulled back that story about Russia hacking Ukraine. And because they made a point of saying it was the same technology involved with the DNC servers, that has discredited CrowdStrike's conclusion there. Complicating the story, of course, is that the FBI chose to accept CrowdStrike's conclusions. The Hillary Clinton campaign refused to allow the FBI to examine the DNC servers to verify for themselves that Russia had been the culprit. So at this point, there is absolutely zero evidence that Russia interfered with our election. And of course, the hypocrisy is stunning because the United States has interfered in 81 foreign elections since the end of World War II. Now, over on the House side, Nunes is coming into this from the position of, we haven't seen any evidence yet. And until we do, we're not going to say something happened until we see the evidence. And right now, the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee are trying to get Nunes to step down. And they're making a big stink over the fact that he went over to the White House like there is some horrible motive between a member of Congress talking with the President of the United States of America. As it turns out, Nunes didn't talk with Donald Trump. Nunes was asked to come over to the White House to review some classified documents because the classified documents held by the United States government are on a private internet that is not connected to the general internet that you and I are all using. It's air-gapped, and they're not allowed to send that information outside. Now, some of that information wound up on Hillary Clinton's private email server, but that means somebody put it on a flash drive and walked it over. There's no accident emailing or anything like that. So Nunes was told he had to come over to the White House to look at these documents on the controlled secure internet system. And that was basically it. He was gathering facts for the House Intelligence Committee investigation, and the Democrats are trying to say, oh, it's collusion, it's obstructionism. We know that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are swapping wet, sloppy kisses, and Nunes is getting in the way of our leaping to a conclusion. And even the New York Times came out today and named the people that Nunes supposedly spoke with. Okay, I'm getting word now that John Stedmiller has finally joined us here. John, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing really good, and I'm ready to basically hand over the center seat to you. So you have the aircraft.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thanks on short notice there. I was a day late and a dollar short, and the hurrier I went, the behinder I got, is my
grandmother. I know that feeling at my age.
All righty. Thank you, Michael.
You got it.
Okay, sir. And picking up exactly, this is exactly what I was going to lead off here with. Thank you, Michael. The Freedom Caucus. Folks, if you remember, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, and I said this early onset radio career years ago, I made the statement, and I think I've figured out the problem here, that people hear me, but they're not listening. You know there's a difference, right? You do know that. There is a difference. And I said that, look, one day you're going to wake up. The person that was with you, arm in arm, I'll be right behind you. Well, I've had a lot of people over the years. Yeah, we're right behind you. And I turn around, I look, and they're miles in the distance. We're still here. Can you hear me now? And I said, don't be alarmed. This is going to happen. This is part of the human condition. If you don't understand human nature, then, well, I can figure you've had a lot of problems adjusting with other human beings in your life. They turn left when they should have turned right. They go up when they should have gone down. They say stupid things and they should have kept their mouth shut. They do a lot of different things. It's human nature. That should be blended into your worldview of things. Now, I'll get around to the point of this and pick up where exactly Mike Rivero left off. Trump is running a dangerous game here. Very, very dangerous. More on this when we get back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What is the name of that song? What is it? Clocks? It's hauntingly strange, at any rate. Fence post time. Folks, I've made the warning throughout the years. Human nature, the person that's solidly with you, one day you look up, they're not so solid and they're nowhere to be seen, or you look at your fence and they're on standing on the other side smiling and waving at you. They've jumped ship, or they've just simply changed their politics or their friends or the view of the world in spite of the facts, whatever the reason. And I'll get into the Trump thing here in a second. What I really wanted to start the program out with, and I'll get around to Donald Trump. I'll save that. Chuck Baldwin, I got this from Charlotte Isserby. And Charlotte, if you're listening to the program, thank you very much for sending this. Chuck Baldwin is one of the few nonpartisans who refused to drink the Trump liberal Kool-Aid. And now he's banned from News with Views. And he posted this on Facebook. And Charlotte says, I knew it wouldn't be long before News with Views banned him. Now, understand, I don't know if you could classify me as being a team player, but I do understand the job that needs to be done, and I will use any resource. I will join any team as long as they're pointing downrange and lobbing everything in that direction. I don't have to be friends. I don't even have to like the persons in the foxhole with me. I just hope he shoots straight. Things are a little bit different when you're under heavy fire. Kind of little personal petty things go by the wayside. And with Mr. Baldwin, for some reason, the guy has been standoffish. I don't know if I would classify it as he didn't like me, but folks, we are very good at reading facial expressions. That's part of the human nature deal. Animals are very good at this, and the animal human being is better at it. We recognize emotion. You can read it on the faces. And throughout the years, going to whatever event, symposium, whatever, every once in a while, I stopped speaking to Mr. Baldwin, because when I would greet him, he would just kind of curtly look at me and half smile and say hello and then go back to whatever he was doing. And after a while, I thought, okay, that's very cool. And all right, fine. And I would either smile or wave or just walk by him the next time I saw him. And that's okay. I was not down with his decision on Mal Heuer. My position on the people that have been fighting this range war for 50-some years, if not longer. The 50 people who have already lost their spreads, the people that are in jail, the people that have and been re-jailed after they paid the government fines for property that they shouldn't be in control of. Now, supposedly Donald Trump's going to do something about that, but him being a businessman, when he starts canceling those contracts, you know, like with Uranium One or anything that Mr. Eyepatch did out there in Nevada, thank God he's gone now. But there's going to be some backlash because, well, some of that stuff has been spoken for and some of it's under contract, and we don't know all of what the shenanigans that have gone in behind closed doors on our western lands. But to suffice to say, it's been a pitch battle for a number of years, and people had had enough, finally decided to stand up and say no more. And Chuck went against this, and he was pretty hard on it. His congregation, they didn't like it either. I think about half of the people, was reported to me, half the people got up out and walked out of his church. Now, having said all that, there's a little bit of turnabout, I guess, is fair play, but not in the vein that you would think. Somebody's been sold for 30 pieces of silver, and I'll explain in detail when we get back. And again, let me remind you, the overriding message here, human nature, ladies and gentlemen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
in your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
see the doorway.
In your
what sounds hot in my ear? I don't know if you guys got tin ears or not. No? Did you pass your certification? Did you get out of the rookie stage? Maybe that's why you haven't gotten a raise. At any rate, let me quit screwing around here. You know, sometimes you have to laugh a little bit or you'll just break down crying. Well, so our friend Chuck Baldwin, he's got a little problem. And it has to do with News with Views. Over the years, many websites, Chuck writes, newsletters, publications, newspapers, periodicals, magazines, etc., have carried my columns. I've also written columns for newswithviews.com for 15 years. That amounts to 958 columns in total. But last week, the owner of News with Views told my office that if any of my future columns were critical of Donald Trump or the state of Israel, they would be censored. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never pandered to any individual, organization, or group in what I write or say, and I'm not going to start now. Therefore, I have withdrawn my columns from newswithviews.com. This is an excellent illustration of just how deep the problem is. Remember what I said yesterday? 9.8? What kind of, I'll take all the crap, are we at 9.8 and you're going to be happy with 4.8 or 5.0? Again, folks, are people hearing me or are they actually listening to me? If you listen to me like you do any other talk show host, woe unto yous, you know? At any rate. The website owner whom I've had a very friendly business relationship for many years and whom I believed was a committed patriot and a constitutionalist said that a wealthy Zionist contributor had threatened to cut off his $1,000 per month donation to the website if I was allowed to continue to write critical comments against Israel. Imagine, there are 70 writers on this website, and one writer, me, tells the truth about Israel, and that one writer, me, must be censored. Worse yet is the fact that the website owner said he actually agrees with me about the Zionist problem. That's how it works, folks. These angry, intolerant, wealthy Zionists use the power of their money to intimidate and coerce not only the mainstream media, but also the conservative media into kowtowing to their radical Zionist agenda. So the owner of NewsWithViews.com sold his convictions for $1,000 a month. I don't know why he didn't use 30 pieces of silver. It would have been more apropos, but be that as it may. He said, well, I won't sell mine for any price. I will let the author of Truth and the lovers of truth make up the slack for any tyrannical Zionist who thinks he can purchase my tongue or my pen with his blood money. As far as I'm concerned, the rich, manipulative, intolerant Zionist to whom the website owner has sold his convictions can take his $1,000 per month donation and shove it up the crack of his Talmud. He said it. He said it. This act of censorship against me disgusts you. The management of News with Views needs to hear from you. And there is more to this post. Not mentioned in the Facebook comments under Chuck's post are Kelly Nelson and DV Kidd, who also drank the Trump Kool-Aid. And Dale Boer, he was on Facebook, and this is what he posted. And I agree with him. He said, what turned me off about News with Views was the proliferation of articles from writers like Lori Roth. Now, let me stop and digress one second here. About a year and a half ago, I get a call from Lori Roth. She wants to come on this network. Ladies and gentlemen, I can hear, but I can also listen and understand. That comes from experience. That comes from having a depth of knowledge. I've walked through many minefields, and I still have my legs, okay? No IEDs or anything got me. I know it when I see it, and I know what to sidestep and move around and keep moving downrange. Lori Roth, it only took me 20 minutes on the phone to determine. I told her, I said, you're not a fit for this network. And I determined that just in a polite, not grilling, but in a polite conversation, bringing up several points and listening to the responses. I'm pretty good at this. At any rate, writers like Lori Roth, Lloyd Marcus, Cliff Kincaid, J.B. Williams, David Usher, Roger Stone, Jonathan M. Ward, and one or two others. As I would read their articles, I kept seeing this pro-neocon Zionism worship Israel agenda. Personally, I think Lori Roth and Cliff Kincaid are nothing but hate mongers. It got to the point where the only articles I would read on News with Views were from the Baldwins and Frosty Woolridge. What I kept seeing from many, especially Roth, was making an idol of Israel and a Zionist and worshiping them instead of God and Jesus Christ. Guess I'll be removing my bookmark from News with Views. Now, Donald Trump, you know, let me just relay my feelings about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is in there because it was never Hillary. The arrogant ones on that side of the aisle thought they had everything bought off, sussed, blackmailed, pigeonholed, cornered, and, well, you know, they got their pledge to vote. Well, it didn't work out that way, which folks, when you were watching this, you were joining in the cheering, you were with him, if not in body, in spirit, with the crowds were showing up at his campaign stops, and we're going to make America great again. And he was saying many of the things that you and I wanted to hear. Okay. But keep in mind who Donald Trump is. Now, I don't know the man personally. I've not lived with Donald. I've not broken bread with Donald. But I watch people with their deeds, not necessarily their words. Sometimes the words go along with the deeds. Sometimes they don't. But I watch what a person does. It is much more telling than what a person says. Donald Trump is not a conservative. He's not what I would call a raving lunatic liberal. He's kind of apolitical. He ran because he was another pissed-off American, didn't like what Washington, D.C. was doing, saw a lot that was wrong, and he threw his hat in the ring, thought he could change it. And so did a lot of other people. Now, I understand, of course, that, you know, what is he, 68, 69 days into his presidency? Yeah. But he is a political neophyte. I've been watching who he's been surrounding himself with. I see no difference between George Bush's approach to the Middle East than Donald Trump's. Sorry to say. NATO, well, you know, we need to get rid of NATO. Well, you know, they need to pay. Well, that got modified. Well, they need to pay their fair share. Well, no, they want to bring in more countries that will commit us to whatever into the future, because it's been said many times, and they mean it when they say it, that an attack on any one of our NATO members is like an attack on us, and we will respond in kind. Doesn't matter what screwy stuff you do, what kind of traps are laid by the intelligence agencies, what kind of yahoo starts whatever, United States will come marching in, blindly with all of our borrowed trillions of dollars and our guns a-blazing. Don't worry, we're here. Yeah. Donald is not a happy man. Now, somebody straighten me around here. If I've got this wrong, he did not like Ryan. He didn't like him at all. He didn't like Obamacare. First, it was repeal. Go back and look at the initial campaign stops. Look at this. Take a listen to the speeches. It didn't say anything about delete it and come up with a 2.0. He was saying, we're going to dump Obamacare. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. And then that morphed into, now, was this a political decision to do, to make the left or the people that are standing around with their hands out, to maybe not be as virulent against the Trump run, or maybe he was hoping for their vote? But then it morphed into, we'll repeal and replace. All the while, you and I are thinking, what? Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and one of the shining examples of the government involved in healthcare, for the people that put the one thing that is irreplaceable on the line, that's their own damn lives. You know, you can't go to a warehouse someplace, you can't order it up, they can't pull it off the shelf, and that's another you. You either died over there, or you got blown to bits, stumping around, or whatever. Hey, you're a candidate for prosthetics. Hey, we got these new things. You can put them on your stumps there, and you can run. Yeah, whoopee. Okay. But the government's been involved in healthcare. They've run this for a number of years. Look at the Veterans Administration. Wow. It's like anything else the government runs. It's screwed up. And my suggestion with the poor 24 million that don't have health care, because guess what? Your Democrats and your Republicans alike have been selling it down the river for so many years. Being on the welfare dole seems logical to you. That you're entitled. You need to survive. The government needs to help you. And by the way, Mr. and Mrs. America, you're going to pay for it. Well, all things being equal, if the Democrats and the Republicans weren't busy selling us down the river, trapping us into smaller and smaller spaces, and all the while letting us play with funny money that was eventually going to destroy this country, things would be different in the landscape of America today. So Donald doesn't get his way with Ryan, and he does something that is politically unforgivable, because Donald has made a major miscalculation. It wasn't about just having a job. It wasn't just about building a fence. It wasn't just about giving somebody an even break if they wanted to start a business in this country, which, by the way, 80% of the people work for small business, not corporations or big butt companies. He's made a severe error. This morning, Donald Trump, now let me digress before I get into this little juicy tidbit. Do you remember the Tea Party, folks? Unarguably, Ron Paul started that. And who waded in to ride on the coattails of that? You saw it. It was our airhead from Alaska. There were politicians that had already been out in the civilian world for a while. But they thought they were going to roll in and take over the Tea Party. Well, they did and destroyed it. This Poe character, I guess he's from Texas here, he's complaining that this Freedom Caucus, you know, they didn't cooperate, and I'm quitting it. He's the one that started it. Well, evidently he didn't know who he was in the sandbox with, because we had about 16, and I'll get an accurate number on this, and I'll also get their names. 16 people in the Senate stood up and said no. They said more than that. They said hell no. What they said is just repeal the damn thing. And by the way, do you think this is any different between Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama's White House when they rolled in national health care to begin with? Did anybody get to see the bill before it was attempted to be voted on? Did you and I see it? No, we didn't. Another slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. All the while saying that, yes, this is going to be much, much better. Donald has made an egregious error, because he just kicked the core of the true patriot and constitutionalist right in their faces. And this is not a small item. You can expect to see more compromises in the future, because after all, he is a deal maker. What is the art of politics? Compromise. This guy thinks he's learning on the curve, and they're eating his damn lunch, and he's letting them. You know, if this was too big of a job for you, Mr. Trump, you should have never got in there. Yeah, if we would have had Hillary, by 12 noon tomorrow, we'd probably be well into the second American Revolution. But she didn't, and he did. This is what Trump tweeted out. The Freedom Caucus will hurt the entire Republican agenda if they don't get on the team and fast. We must fight them and Dems in 2018. What the hell is the difference? Tell me something, Mr. Trump. What is the difference? I think the only difference here is some of the Republicans won't come out and outwardly say, we hate you. You know, because we are a Republican and we're going to put up some kind of phony unified front. I would expect the Democrats to hate anybody that isn't Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or any one of the other slime balls that present themselves as being representatives in our representative government. Well, we must fight them, he says. President Trump on Thursday struck back at the House caucus that sunk his Obamacare replacement bill. Let me replace replacement bill with insurance bill, because that's all that it is. Threatening their legislative careers if the staunchy conservative members refuse to get on board with the new president's agenda. And I already read you the tweet. Later Thursday, Freedom Caucus member Representative Justin Amash returned fire in the Republican Civil War. And as I said the other day, there is pitch battle in Washington, D.C. Believe this or not, folks, I know, it's hard to get your mind wrapped around with all of what you've been exposed by to the rhinos for all these years. There are actually some principled men or at least men standing up for a principle. let me say that way. And they said, no, we need to get rid of this Obamacare. Some of them said that, look, you know, if we're going to do this, you can't do this in 17 days. They had 7.5 years in which to draw up something. Well, they just didn't seem to do it. Everybody hated it. Didn't they all just basically run on the same thing? I'm a Republican. I'm responsible, and we're going to dump this Obamacare. Really? Then why the hell are you voting for Obamacare? Or, I'm sorry, Trump Care? And exactly what is the difference? Not much. As one woman the other day put it, you know, the pieces of the bill was just rearranged by Ryan. It's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, and we all know what happened with that. Let's take this break. We'll be back in just a few. Here, the old boss, same as the new boss. Ronald Reagan, he ain't.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, as I said, it didn't take long for Representative Justin Amash, which was one of those people that weren't getting on board. Justin Amash tweeted out, he says, it didn't take long for the swamp to drain. No shame, Mr. President, almost everyone succumbs to the D.C. establishment.
Whoa.
Later, Amash told Fox News that most people don't take well to being bullied, and compared to Trump's tactics to those of a fifth grader. We appreciate the president, Jordan said. Kim Jordan, Freedom Caucus co-founder, said, however, refused to take Trump's bait during an interview on America's Newsroom. He said, we appreciate the president. We're trying to help the president, but in fact, is you have to look at the legislation. And added, I'm not here to assign blame to anybody. What I focus on is doing what I told voters we were going to do. Remember that? Remember Donald Trump saying, I will never let you down? Okay. You know, I had to ride the Trump train in, but I got off at the station and I'm on the platform and I'm watching him. I'm on Trump watch, as everybody should be. And just as critical of Trump as they would have been of Obama, just as critical as they should have been of Baby Bush or Daddy Bush or Bill Clinton or anybody else. The 30-plus member Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives was the key bloc that refused to vote in favor of the Trump-backed health care, that should read, earlier this month. Despite the bill's general lack of popularity, the consensus was that it could have been able to pass the Republican majority House if the Freedom Caucus joined in. But Trump and his top advisors were never able to ally the concerns of the caucus members, and House Speaker Paul Ryan pulled the bill, which would have been Trump's first major legislative achievement, and dealt a death blow to Obamacare prior to the scheduled Friday vote. Now, you can see right away in the story how Ryan said during a Thursday news conference that he understood the president's frustration regarding Trump's tweet. How can Ryan understand the president's frustration when he doesn't even understand how people are frustrated with him? And the true conservatives in Congress assembled, folks, they want to get rid of this supposed Speaker of the House. In my estimation, he is no better than Newt Gingrich, and Newt Gingrich turned out to be a little dirtbag as well. But don't worry, he's a good guy. He's a Fox contributor. God. Trump has taken health care reform off the table entirely in the aftermath of the debacle. However, he and his aides have moved on to other issues such as tax reform and infrastructure. Now, Trump's tweet suggests he may attempt to primary some members of the caucus in 2018. I don't know what that means, may attempt to primary. I don't know. Hoping to find a candidate more favorable to his agenda. It's a tactic he's threatened in the past, notably in the cases of former presidential primary rivals, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, who refused to endorse Trump. Cruz eventually gave his endorsement. And you see, Trump didn't get any cookie crumbs from Donald. Now, the Republican infighting has not been limited to the House. Ryan and top Senate Republicans engaged in a brief public spat Thursday about comments Ryan made earlier in the morning, seemingly to suggest Trump should not try to work with Democrats. What I worry about, Nora, is that we don't do this, then he'll go to work with the Democrats and try to change Obamacare, and that's hardly a conservative thing, Ryan told CBS. Well, I got news for you. Nobody on this Capitol Hill knows what conservative is anymore. They pick it up like a little badge or a banner to wave it around, and it means nothing. They mean nothing. Second hour coming up.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.